Do you feel like you can still trust God even when you're in the hardest part of your life? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. When you're going through tough times of grief, pain, and suffering, remember, you're not alone. While God has not guaranteed a life devoid of troubles, He assures us of His constant presence and the gift of peace. And He promises that one day, Jesus will return and bring the new heavens and new earth, where there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. So let's get into it some more with Fists in Faith by Savannah Coleman. Waves roll wild across the lake. With every roar, my soul aches. Grief and sorrow meld like the waters foam and quake. This pain and anger testify, my heart is still awake. The sharp intake of sobbing breath, pounding beat beneath my chest, alternating between sorrow and rage. But still, my God, you know my name. I don't always understand your ways, suffering and days of strain, the laying of flowers on a grave. I clench my fist, my grip is tight, but you uncurl my fingers, turn this darkness into light. Like a child pounds her fist against the chest of the one she knows best, I will feel my grief, but not forget your complete faithfulness. Your ways are so much higher, and although I don't agree, I know that you'll forever be the one who carries me. Today, I feel this sorrow. Tomorrow, perhaps joy. Always, there is your promise, I will never walk alone. You bottle every tear that falls. You will handle all this rage. In you, I am found and held, and ever, always safe. All right, let's think about this for a second. What emotions do you notice in this poem? Can you think of a time where you felt those kinds of emotions? Do you feel that way today? Everyone goes through seasons of grief and pain and suffering. Whether you are facing a diagnosis you didn't see coming, or missing a loved one who passed, or struggling with depression and anxiety, you are not alone. God never promised us a life free from troubles, but He does promise His presence and peace. Read about that in Exodus 33:14 and John 16:33. And He promises that one day, Jesus will return and make all things new. Then everyone who has put their trust in Jesus will live with Him forever, finally free of all suffering and sorrow. Read about that in Revelation 21, 1-5. What emotions do these promises stir up in you? God created us with many emotions and the ability to express them. Instead of shutting these emotions down, we need to process our grief and anger with God. Remember, Jesus is God with us, and He knows what it feels like to be human. He did not withhold Himself from any of the pain and sorrow of human life. He entered into it fully, ultimately suffering the agony of the cross so that He could be with us forever. But death could not keep its hold on Him. He rose again, defeating sin and death and darkness to save us. Nothing we could bring to Him could ever be too much. He already knows it all before we say a word, and He wants to shed His light on every dark place. Have you ever tried to be open with Him about how you're feeling? What was that like? David wrote many psalms where you can feel his raw emotion bleeding through the pages. His honesty is refreshing and cathartic. Even as he pours out his heart and relays the tragic things that happened to him, he reminds himself to place his hope and trust in God and continue to pour out his heart to the one who loves him. Now, if you want to dig deeper, you can read a few of David's Psalms for yourself, like Psalm 31, 34, and 62. So consider taking some time to let yourself be honest with God and pour out your heart to Him. It can be difficult to give ourselves permission to feel the emotions God has given us, but God is eager to help us. And one of the primary ways He helps His people is through His people. Who is a trusted Christian you could talk with about what's going on in your life and how you feel about it? Now, there's a lot of scripture that goes along with today's story, and you can find all of it in the Unlocked app or at unlocked.org. And if you're not sure who to talk to about mental health concerns or how you're feeling, you can always schedule a free phone consultation with a Christian counselor through the Focus on the Family Counseling Service. Find out how to do that when you go to unlocked.org/counseling. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 34, verse 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And dig into the Bible for yourself and read Psalm 62, 5 through 8, and Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Now, I know it's sometimes hard to sit down and read your Bible, especially during the summer. So that's why we created our summer reading program. There's prizes you can win and encouragement to keep on it. Sign up at unlocked.org/summer to learn more. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, asking, why would someone work so hard and then just give away what they've got? But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.